Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I love the name of this program, Shedding Shackles, because that's what we need to do is shed the shackles from the past, which consists of lots of baggage, such as hurt feelings, resentments, bitter memories, unhappiness, all kinds of bad things, and then things that you've mislearned. You've learned a lot of things in your life that just aren't so. You've been misled, misguided, and you need to begin to shed all of that so you can start afresh, start anew. Okay? Now, this is the old Talk to a Pastor program, so if you're looking for Talk to a Pastor, you found it. Okay? But I'm calling it Shedding Shackles because I want to emphasize starting over. Look, we've all made mistakes. There's not one of us that haven't made a bunch of mistakes. And God knows that we are but dust. Somewhere in the Bible, there's a beautiful passage. In other words, he takes that into account. And he's very forgiving, okay? But in order to find this forgiveness, you have to have a new attitude, okay? You've got to have a new attitude. And your attitude depends upon unlearning some things, okay? Because you have so many wrong ideas. People have given you wrong ideas. And so now you react. And in your reaction, you either reject something or you accept something on an emotional basis. But you have to learn how to accept and reject without emotion. I was reading something very beautiful by Madame Guyon. She's the very spiritual lady who wrote A Short and Easy Method of Prayer, a very famous book written around 1700. And she's a Christian mystic. And she understands how to find the presence of God. She actually found the presence of God, and then she tried to write to help other people to find it also. And I was reading a beautiful passage where she talked about the soul, once it finds a quietness, once it becomes still, that's all it needs. There's no other effort needed. There's no other state. And the soul has to be content to stay with this quietness, because in this quietness, the soul is able to find the presence of God. The biggest thing that we have to learn, we egos, we humans, we're all the same. Okay, the only difference between us is some of us eventually see our errors and cry out for answers, and the rest of the people just wallow in their errors and don't admit they're wrong, okay? But finding this quietness, see, that's the most important thing. Remember in the Bible it says, be still and know that I am God. So, finding God. See, you've heard people talk about finding enlightenment or becoming enlightened, okay? Well, do you know what that is? You know what becoming enlightened really is? It's finding God. And that's why most people don't become truly enlightened. They talk about enlightenment, but an enlightenment without God. And that's impossible. Okay, that's impossible. You have to find God to become enlightened. Because you become enlightened in his light, the light from God. Okay? So, but how do you find that? Well, you have to become still. Now, we egos are always rushing around. We always want to make things happen. We feel we have to be doing something. We have to be busy, busy, busy. always doing something. Have you ever been around someone who can't sit still and they're always rushing and doing things? They make you nervous. Okay, well, that's kind of the way we all are to a greater or lesser extent. So you have to learn, the first lesson is to become still. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Listen to this. The soul advanced thus far has no need of any other preparation other than its quietude. For now the presence of God during the day, which is the great effect, or rather continuation of prayer, begins to be infused and almost without intermission. The soul certainly enjoys transcendent blessedness and finds that God is more intimately present to it than it is to itself. The only way to find him is by introversion. No sooner do the bodily eyes close than the soul is wrapped in prayer. It is amazed at so great a blessing and enjoys an internal converse which external matters cannot interrupt. Is that not a beautiful little phrase? No sooner do the bodily eyes close than the soul is wrapped in prayer. You're listening to Shedding Shackles. My name is Roland. And we're talking about something very important. We're talking about salvation. We're talking about finding God. We're talking about becoming a fully functioning human being, which you also need God for. Okay? Well, I was reading something about the Enlightenment and about a particular composer of opera. And it said how he was going to change all the opera and make it more universal and more inclusive, and all of these terms that you hear so much, you know, were popular in the Enlightenment and now in the secular society in which we live. It's the idea that man can solve all of his issues and somehow man can make everything better. And after all these years of history, we still don't see that you can't make anything better without God. You just can't. But the first thing you need to do is find God. Now, that is not hard because he's all around. Should be the easiest thing, especially because he's your closest relative. Remember, we were made in the image and likeness of God. Okay, so you ought to find him. Because, you know, he's our Heavenly Father. He's our Heavenly Father. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that now we have more and more fatherless families. Fatherless, okay? And it's symbolic of, and it's an extension of what's gone wrong with the world and what's happening to the United States, where we've fallen away from the Father. We've fallen away from the Father. Now, refinding your way back, okay, is not that hard, but it requires a couple of things. First of all, you have to see that all of your huffing and puffing, that you can't make things better. Okay, and the second thing you have to see is that you've made some mistakes, but your biggest mistakes, you didn't want to admit you were wrong. See, you don't want to admit you're wrong. Somebody points something out, you don't like it. When conscience starts to dawn upon you about your resentments of other people and your judgments of them and your impatience with your kids and your phoniness and your shallowness and your pretending to know things that you don't really, and meddling in other people's lives with imperfect knowledge. See, you read books and study and you take a class, and then you go and meddle in other people's lives with imperfect knowledge. Okay? What you need is perfect knowledge, but you can't give yourself perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge is what you need from God. So, you see, if you could find him, but you have to learn to be still. Remember I said that the soul must learn to be still and cease its striving and huffing and puffing and trying to make things right and trying to save itself. Okay? So you have to see that that's an error. And then you have to see that you've been prideful and you didn't want to admit you're wrong. You didn't want to admit you're wrong. So that's the other error. And now you need to learn how to become still. You need to learn how to become still. You don't know how. Okay, so it's really quite simple. Symptomatic of your flight from God. Symptomatic of your erroneous, wrongly led life of rushing here and rushing there and all this activity. Symptomatic of that is your rabid imagination and thoughts into which you fall. Okay? So the first thing you have to learn is how to find this stillness that Madame Guyon talked about in the little passage that I read. You must learn how to become still, which is separate from thoughts. You can observe thought without being lost in thought. My meditation will help you with that. Incidentally, don't forget our listener call-in line. You can call, leave a message on the voicemail anytime if you heard something on this program that moved you or that you'd like to leave a comment about or ask a question. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland, and the program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been talking about a passage that I read from a book by Madame Guyon, and she talked about the soul becoming quiet. See, now your soul, if you'll pardon me talking about your soul, when I say you, I'm talking about the average person. See, the average person. The average person's soul is going round and round and round and round with thoughts. See, you can be driving down the road, and you can be on the freeway, and all of a sudden, you're lost in thoughts, thinking about what happened, thinking about what you're going to do, what you're going to say, what you're going to eat, what she said, what he said, daydreaming about something or other, lost in thoughts, and you drive and you don't even know you're driving. All of a sudden, you snap out of it and say, oh, what happened? Where am I? You can even drive right past your freeway exit. Right past the freeway exit, you're so lost in thought. So you're in that kind of a state all the time, lost in thoughts, and the thoughts go round and round and round, and they're emotionally driven, okay? And you go out in the world, and you get excited, and you get angry, and you get upset, and you get irritated, and then those emotions drive thoughts, and the thoughts go round and round and round and round. So you must learn how to become still, okay? By separating from the thoughts, okay? So it's not a question of stopping thought or blanking thought. It's just a question of learning to take a little mental step back. It's very simple. You can learn it in 6 minutes. All you have to do is get my little meditation, and you can learn it very simply. Then once you have that little bit of distance, that little bit of detachment, then thoughts won't upset you anymore. The thoughts may still be there, sure, but they won't upset you. Thoughts are there, but they won't fool you anymore, mislead you. See, thoughts will be there, but you'll be able to see whether it's a good thought or not a good thought. You'll be able to see whether it's something that you could, whether it makes sense or whether it just came from who knows where. See, more and more you'll just be able to flow from within. You'll be able to flow. See, thoughts aren't necessary. If you're walking down the street and all of a sudden there's a big hole in the sidewalk, okay, well, there's no big decision-making process needed. All you have to do is just see the hole, then you step around it. That's all. See, you don't need to start deciding what to do. You just walk around the hole. See, so a lot of life is that way. Especially when you really would like to do what is right. See, you really and truly, deep in your heart, you'd like to do what's right. You don't know what's right. See, but you do know that in the past, you've always stuck your nose into everything, meddled with things, and tried to manipulate things, and it didn't work out. So you know that, okay? And you also know that your thoughts are tricky and can mislead you. They can be very tricky, and they can mislead you. And you know that. So now, you can stand back, okay? And you want to do what's right, even though you don't know what's right, but you honestly and truly would like to know what's right, so you have a kind of a searching attitude. Kind of a searching, you wonder, okay? And then you know what? God answers that kind of a searching attitude. Then all of a sudden, you'll just know. Either you'll just do something and it'll be right, or you'll know what to do. Okay, it'll just kind of come to you from within, and it'll be right, and you'll have done the right thing without any pre-planning and without any worrying and any fussing, and you don't have to build up a big head of steam, a whole bunch of emotions. You can just quietly do it with a new kind of energy. It's called, see, God not only shows you wordlessly or lets it be known what to do, but he also provides the energy. It's called love energy. And you can flow with love. You can flow gracefully, almost without energy. Have you ever had a day when you were enjoying your, you know how when you enjoy doing something and it doesn't feel like work and you just do it and you're busy at it and the hours go by and when it's all done, you feel good and you're not a bit tired, and it's something like that, okay? It's flowing along. That's what you need to find. And remember, it's got to be with God, okay? So there's no enlightenment without God. There's no peace without God. There's no anything good without God. So first learn to be still so that he might touch your life. Want to try the meditation I talk about all the time? I've got a free version. Just go to www.thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. And check it out. It's free and it's complimentary. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little discourse about how to become still, finding a quiet space. Okay? And the way to find it is by learning the little secret of stepping back from thoughts. See, the human, fallen human ego, okay, is built upon having been deceived in the first place. So our house of cards begins with deceit, some kind of trickery, some kind of a lie. The whole human race, it started with a lie. The lie that we could be great without God. The lie that you can be God. Now, nobody goes around saying that, although some people have. But mostly we act as that way because we think, see, that with knowledge we can solve all of our problems, and we think all we have to do is find the right technology or the right this or the right that, and we can solve all of our problems and everything will be great and we'll be happy. You know, the right retirement plan or the right... people are always looking to outside knowledge. But what you need to do is to find God. See? You have to find God and then But what does it say in the Bible? Put first the kingdom of God in his right way, and then all other things will be added unto you. See? All other things will be added unto you. So how do you find God? Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. That's what Madame Guyon was trying to tell you, the great spiritual lady. And down through the ages, you know, you've had a lot of these spiritual people who tried to show you how to do it. And even Christ, see? So you have to become still. Now that's why my little meditation is so helpful. It teaches you how to become still. Separate from your thoughts. You find that little mental space, okay, from which you can then move and flow, see, closer to God's light, flow in his light. Begin to move effortlessly. Begin to move calmly. Begin to move with a different energy. The energy you've always moved with is nervousness and tension and anger and resentment and all of these draining emotions. They drain you and they drain everyone around you. But you need to learn to move with a calm energy. Okay? Calm energy. And that you can find by learning the little meditation, which is just a technique that helps you to become separate from your thoughts. You can be a little closer to God and then begin to realize God's presence. See, begin to realize things. See, the good will come from realization. Good comes from setting aside the old ego striving and huffing and puffing and the old ego quest for knowledge and belief in knowledge. See, your problem is you've believed in knowledge that it could save you, but it can't save you. The only thing that can save you is God can save you. And he saves you by being there, and then you have to draw close to, you have to put yourself in a way that he can, so he can penetrate. See, for example, a lot of times people will say, well, you'll hear something that's true, okay, but it's said in a shallow way, and then people accept it in a shallow way. And they say, oh, yeah, I knew that. Oh, you got to do this and do that. Oh, yeah. They accept it in a very shallow way, like they already have all the answers. And yeah, see. But the real truth penetrates. It penetrates and permeates your being. It's like light. It's like God's warm light. So when you first become still, well, then you'll start to be aware. You'll start to be aware that you've been rushing around and that you don't know anything and you've made a mess out of things. You'll become aware of that. And when you do, then you have to just bear the little bit of pain of that. Okay? Bear the pain of seeing that truth and don't deny it and don't run from it. Just stay right with it and realize that that's true. But then when you get over that, then you'll be able to move forward, now chastened, now sobered, see, now humbled a little bit. And you can let your hair down and stop trying to control everything and run everybody's lives and stop hating everyone and stop hating yourself and just relax, okay? Like they say, let go and let God, okay? Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn to become still and get a little closer to your Heavenly Father. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. If you found today's program meaningful, why don't you call the listener call-in line, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and some of them might even find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. And remember, visit SheddingShackles.com and go to the audio archives. You can listen to the whole half-hour program again, especially those of you who are only getting the 15-minute version. The whole program is 30 minutes, so you're going to have to listen to the second half. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.